5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Justin James.
Right, it's that time again. That's right. It's the Justin James Show, and I'm your host, Justin James. I'm so glad that you're able to join us and listen to us through Vita Podcast, wherever you decide to do it, whether it's through iTunes or if it's through Anchor or through Podbean or through, I don't know, the other ones out there. But anyway, thank you so much for joining and listening. I am your host, Justin James, and this is my show, and welcome. And we got a little bit of things to talk about. There's a lot been going on this week, and I want to just kind of let you know a few things. There's been just a lot of unique shift, especially happening, I guess, in the SBC. There's some new things that are coming out in the Houston Chronicle, talking a little bit more about some of the aspects of Paige Patterson and some of those, and Dr. Jerry Vines, and these are... these guys at the time, we'll have to dig in a little bit more deeper on this, but they had definitely come out. The other unique story on the list is this astronaut. I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently this astronaut who was married, she went up to the International Space Station, and apparently she was married to this other woman, and she decided when she was this astronaut, decided when she was up in the International Space Station to hack into their bank account. And apparently they were going through a divorce. And so, yeah, you have this astronaut up in there hacking into apparently their account. So, but NASA's now involved. There's a lot of different investigation going on. The Inspector General of NASA, I didn't know they even had an Inspector General of NASA. And so it's kind of really like, wow, but it brings a lot of ethical fun things. So I thought, yeah, well, I'll shoot that out there and see what's kind of going on with that. Because is it unethical to hack into your own account to find out what's going on with your own finances? Or is that wrong? Even though you're going through divorce, if you're sharing the account, then both the accounts on the account or both names on the account, it's a joint account. Then, yeah, anyway, but if they're not, and of course, she broke the law, but did she really break the law because she's in outer space? Huh. Well, anyway, so that's what's, that's something that was definitely on, and I told my social media people that I'll talk about a little bit, because it really kind of makes you want to scratch your head and go, huh? So, a lot of fun on that. Of course, you're going to hear a lot of buzz on that. But anyway, I have a very, very special guest in the studio with me. And he has been so excited to be here. And of course, he's already been on the program before, so he's not shy. Are you? Are you shy? You don't want to say hi?
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, you heard that voice, huh? Well, that's right. This is Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah. So how does it feel to be back on the Justin James Show?
Well, I mean, it's pretty cool. Like you actually started a show and a podcast on iTunes, and like you're actually doing it, and it's growing, and you're getting views almost every day, and yeah,
pretty cool.
I think it's really cool.
Yeah, well, so because you're our special guest, and the way we do on our special guest is, we decide our special guest to kind of picks the topic a little bit. I'm still going to try to do an educational series. I have a good friend that I'm going to try to bring on as we're continuing that. It's still in the works, but unfortunately, sometimes I have to be adjustable as a host. I can't get everybody on the program that wants to come on the program because I do this once a week. This is, you know, and sometimes it's a little bit difficult. But with his position, you got to understand that he's dealing with PR stuff. He's dealing with the communication office, and there's other things to do that in order to come on and talk about the area of education that we're going to be talking about with him. Hopefully we'll get him on. So, okay. But anyway, Jacob, what do you want to talk about? What's going on with you?
Well, Like, what do you mean? Like,
well, do you know any funny jokes?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
That's easy, because he wanted to get to the other side, right?
No, so he could prove he wasn't chicken.
Okay. So did he prove that he wasn't chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. You know any other jokes?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Oh, okay. Any other special thing you want to talk about? How's school going for you?
It's going great. I haven't started school. I'm homeschooled this year, and I'm joining this community called Classical Conversations in McKinney, Texas. There's my aunt says that they're all over, but I think that it's a really good community. It's my first year here, and I hope things go really well.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Well, okay, so who is your favorite teacher so far in homeschool? Because I think you only have, two.
Well, right now I have two. I haven't started school, but I have just started like the stuff that's not recommended for classical conversations in McKinney.
Yeah, because you do a lot of fun, unique things within that. And, of course, you're in martial arts, correct?
Yeah, Kung Fu at Shaolin Wuyi Institute.
Okay, so you're in Kung Fu. And as the what else is on your mind? Of course, you play the violin.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
Pretty good. I'm working on this song. Forgot what it's called. Minuet and Minuet from Johann Sebastian Bach.
And you like Bach, correct?
Yeah, I like some of his stuff, but I'm really crazy about Mozart more than Bach.
Really?
But Bach is really good.
Okay, what about, what do you like about Mozart?
He played piano better than probably anyone could play the piano these days. Just under 5 years old, and it was incredible. He was an autistic kid, and, he did really great things. He made lullabies, he made orchestras, concertos, and a lot of stuff.
And, let's see, you got fall coming around, and then right after fall, you have Christmas, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you want for Christmas?
That's a hard question.
You want a violin?
Maybe an electric violin.
An electric violin.
That would be really cool.
Right. So you
or can... I don't know. I have been thinking stuff for Kung Fu.
Okay.
Yeah. And an electric violin.
Now,
Mom said she might go more on Christmas today. I know what I want. I just remembered. PS4.
Oh, PS4. Okay.
Mom really, really wants one.
Okay.
So she's going to get one for me so that she can play.
Oh, wait. What is a PS4?
It's a gaming console.
Oh, okay.
And, you don't just do gaming. You can, download Netflix and Hulu and watch, TV on it.
Oh, okay. So. Well, it's like Apple TV then.
Huh?
It's like Apple TV then, right?
Sort of, it's mainly for gaming, when it's starting off, but Netflix and stuff is going to be, extra.
Well, we already have all that, so.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your favorite movie?
Wow.
So far.
Wow. I don't know.
Really?
I'm not really a movie guy.
So you like to read books?
No.
Oh.
I don't. I'm.
So you don't like to read books?
Well.
Not mommy's gonna be listening to this. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what I do.
Oh. All right. And what's your favorite sport? Besides kung fu.
Maybe soccer.
Maybe. Okay. All right. Soccer.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what is the coolest thing you've experienced so far in your life?
Coolest thing I've experienced. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, we've had some adventures, haven't we?
Yeah, we went to Kentucky, and we remember that time we walked on that bridge? That was half a mile.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, there's a bridge actually in Louisville that actually goes from Louisville, Kentucky to Indiana. It's just right across the river there. I think it's the Iho River, I think. Anyway, yeah, it crosses. It's about a mile and a half, and it was really cool. So we crossed over there, and then we went down into the little city there, little town, and we had some ice cream and, yeah, and came back up. It was really neat, and it was a fun time.
Yeah, the ice cream there was probably the best ice cream I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, it was like...
Well, wait, but you know you live in Texas, and with Texas, there's Blue Bell.
But it melts because it's Texas.
Okay, well, it was a little bit nippy out there, so
yeah,
up there. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, you've been in some fun places, haven't you? You've been around.
Also, remember that Oklahoma place?
Oklahoma
place.
what Oklahoma place? There's several of them.
Well, remember that time we went to Sulphur, and then we went to that
Oh, you're talking about the Chickasaw Heritage.
Nation, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a lot of fun. You got to really kind of experience.
We got our blood card, and you got your certificate, I remember.
Right. I'm a certified part of the nation of Chickasaw, or I'm a member of the tribe. So, yeah, I'm definitely Native American, and I can actually claim that I'm Native American, unlike some people that claim that they're Native American. So, but yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a quick break, Jacob. You want to come hang out with me a little bit longer with the program, or do you need to get going?
What do you mean?
Well, I got to take a break. And so you want to come back after the break, or do you need to get going?
We can come back after the break.
Okay. Let me take a quick break and we will be right back.
Justin James.
Summertime means great deals, and this is the deal for you, and this only ends in August, so listen up. I just got off the phone with my friend with Encore Home Theater, that's Joe, the owner. He said he's going to give my listeners a special summer deal on anything you need, home theater-wise, this summer, only this summer, between now and August. Let me tell you right now, you need to call him up. Do not hesitate. Do not hesitate whatsoever. The number is 469-877-3643. Again, that's 469-877-6343. Encore Home Theater. He's going to give you the most incredible price. And with 35 years experience, any question, anything you need, he is going to hook you up. Listen to me, listeners. I know Joe. He's a great guy. He loves the Lord, and he is ethical in what he does. It's 469-877-3643, Encore Home Theater. Don't you miss this deal.
If you need that aerial photo, there is no one else to call but O'Madden Aerial Photography. They are able to take stunning photos or videos of your place of business, home, worship, or just about anything you can think of. They are highly professional, and they use state-of-the-art drone technology. Realtors love aerial photography because they are able to show the entire house to their clients. And churches love to be able to see their whole building that the Lord has provided. Whatever your reason, now is the time to call 972-834-4890. That is 972-834-4890. Or check them out at omadinaerialphotography.com. Omadin Aerial Photography, the finest in the air. You're listening to The Justin James Show.
And we're back. Ed. So I have Jacob James with me here, who is my son, and he is the probably one of the smartest kids I know because he wants to be a...
neurosurgeon.
Why do you want to be a neurosurgeon?
Because...
really?
Like, I want to, like, study the brain and the nerves. And I want to cure brain cancer.
You want to cure brain cancer, and I believe you can do it. And so, but let's see here. How are you good with your chemistry?
What?
How do you know your periodic table?
I knew half of it. Then I started working on it again. So probably 75% of it. And then Mom took it down.
Well, you're supposed to memorize it. So even if there shouldn't be no chart, you should already know it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what do you want to talk about? You have my time. Jacob's been begging me to come back on this program and say, I want to come back on the podcast.
So, no, I didn't.
Are you lying?
No.
Uh-huh.
I said, let me think about it. Sure. Oh, yeah, Dad, I want to do this. Come on, Dad, hurry.
Like that. Uh-huh. And so now you're on. So what would you like to talk about?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. And there's a lot of fun. So, okay. So let me ask you, what is your favorite Bible verse?
There's like really one like interesting one, like the Word was the Word and God was the Word and the Word was God.
You mean John 1:1?
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God?
Yes.
Yeah. And then a couple more verses down below that, then it finally talks about John. Literally explodes with excitement as he... You're my sound effect guy?
What?
You're making my sound effects for me. So he explodes. Uh-huh. I see. So... and then he talks about who this word is and who this person is, and that is Jesus Christ. So, yeah. All right. So, I got something for you here. Hang on. We're going to light this here. Uh-oh. Yeah, this is going to be great right here. You just like blowing in the microphone? Yeah. There you go. Who's this guy? Who's this? You know who this is? No? You know who this is? Really?
I've heard this song like a million times.
Yeah, so who is it? No? Okay. How about this one? Same group.
That's not sound like it.
Yeah, same group. Yeah. Same group. Who is it? No? family, force. But they also do this one. You ought to see his face right now.
Let's go USA.
USA? Yeah, but that's not... Who is this? Family Force?
Lecrae.
Lecrae. Well, Lecrae is in this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Family Four. They're like together making a song.
Yeah. Yeah, Family Force 5. Okay. And so, since you have my undivided attention here, you can ask me anything you want. You have the show. Because that's usually what happens is he wanted to come over and just take over the show. So, you have the show. So, you have the con at number one. That's you have. You can ask me any question you want. Even my listeners don't have that option sometimes. So, what would be that one question you have stored upon your brain you want to know?
Well,
dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. Da 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 da.
Okay, so like, why do Chinese like think like? I heard like sometimes like some Chinese people like believe that the world's flat.
Chinese people believe that the world's flat.
There's some scientists, like, people been in space and, like, they've seen it, so, like...
There is a group of people out there that believe, they call it the Flat Earth Society. And they do have a strong belief that the government or governments has been holding back the truth of the world. And that the world is flat and around the world... the edge of the world is the this ice wall, almost. And but unfortunately, because of technology, because of things that we can see from space and the satellite images, and all of that disproves it. Because why would the government or any government try to hold especially a lie like that? That's just really getting into conspiracy theory because... When you look at all of the imagery we have, we just can't do it. It just doesn't make sense. But I guess some people just want to believe that, you know, their life is living in a lie and they want to try to necessarily expose truth. But, yeah, there's people out there that truly believe that. And they're fun to talk with. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's not just people from China. It's all around the world.
I heard like someone like a long time ago or something like Chinese believed that the world's flat.
Well, I think that's a myth.
I just thought yeah. like that was interesting. And why do people think that like Americans think that the United States government is hiding? Like secret files of aliens.
Now that's a fun question. I think because of some of it could be true. The government definitely does hide certain things from the people only because
like it might make them scared.
Well, it's that and to protect certain people, but I don't know if necessarily they're hiding aliens or something like that from us. I don't see how the government would benefit off of that necessarily, because if aliens do visit this earth, we're just talking general, and you can't stop it. It'd be like, because if they're going to continue to come here, they're going to continue to come here to do whatever they want to do, then the government can't stop aliens. You know, we don't have... I don't see the necessarily the reason for that. But I don't really get into some of that. I mean, it's fascinating. I get questions like that all the time. Just aliens in the Bible.
Yeah, like if God died for us, like, did he die for the aliens too?
Or are
aliens like immortal or whatever? Blah blah. Like.
Well, unfortunately, the Bible that we have from the testaments that we have, the Old and New Testament, it doesn't necessarily point to something outside of our earthly realm. So I don't see us for the purpose of necessarily under knowing that. I think that the Bible is very clear on for us. And I think for us, I think that Jesus died for all of humanity.
Like the humans, world. Like, yeah, but
the
like,
world.
But like the galaxy is like I don't know, is super, super huge. And our Earth is so, so tiny.
Yeah.
And this one big galaxy containing millions of other galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
And, scientists believe that, or, like, they don't believe yet, there's no proof, but, like, scientists wonder if there's, like, because, like, it's so small, there's a big chance that artificial intelligence could be out there.
God did create the galaxies. He did create the Earth. He did create the planets. He did create the stars. He did create everything. When we look up into the heavens, as we talked about an astronaut being up there earlier in the program, we see that. Could God create another human race or another race and put them on a different planet? Of course he could. But he doesn't tell us that. I think that when you look at God's perfect plan, he, especially the universe that we're in, the solar system, everything combines together. So if the Earth moves just about 3 inches, just 3 little inches,
I thought it was three centimeters.
Okay. Well, so if it moves just a little bit, the Earth, if it's closer to the sun, it will burn up. If it moves the opposite direction, it will freeze. So everything is perfectly designed for us to have stability in life here on this Earth. Now, again, I don't understand, you know, when you look at that, he did all of that for us.
Yeah.
The beauty and grandeur of that. And I think there's some things that we're just really not going to know until we actually get to heaven. But do we really need to try to figure out if we have, you know, it's definitely fascinating. I know Galileo and some of the other astrologers, they look up at the stars and they see all this, and it's fascinating. Wow, God created all of this for you and for me, for our pleasure. It's pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, well, like, I think in 19-something, they sent this big satellite into space, and that, like, if there is, like, which is really dumb, which they spent billions of dollars on, they put this disc in it that has all the languages, symbols, sounds,
mm-hmm.
pretty much, with a lot, like a lot of stuff on it, and it even tells, like, it would tell, like, where we are, like,
mm-hmm.
and if there was aliens to be there, but yeah.
Well, I don't, again, I'm not an expert in that field. There are definitely possibility, but I'm not gonna, like, I whether focus on the Lord and focus on more on his salvation plan. And then focus on my relationship with the Creator, and sometimes not worrying about if he created life outside the Earth. I think it's just dealing with priorities. And again, it could be out. I mean, who knows? Definitely our God's a creator, and if God's a creator, he could do anything he wants. He's outside of time and space, and that's what he does, and who he is. So, yeah, there's definitely, I don't know, but I haven't seen any proof in it, and I haven't seen anything necessarily in Scripture that points to something like that, only that he creates the stars and the heavens and the earth. So, yeah, great question. Anything else? You like making the sounds, don't you? Okay. You're blowing into your microphone. You know that's not proper radio etiquette. So, any other you just like the sound of your voice, don't you?
Yeah.
So, any other questions you have?
How, like, how is, like,
come on, make it hard.
Like, why did God, like, have to, like, make, like rest, like health and, like, stuff like that that we need to worry about and stuff. So, like.
What do you mean, like?
Like, was everything perfect whenever?
Yes.
Adam and Eve were in the garden.
Uh-huh. Everything was perfect.
Was?
There was no sickness. There was no dying. There was no no evil presence.
It was like heaven?
It was heaven on earth.
Huh. Until they sinned.
And then the Lord removed them outside the present, and he removed them out of the garden. He removed them outside of this perfect domain that he did, and then he also cursed the earth. He also cursed the earth, and he cursed the animals, and he cursed man, and he cursed woman, and he everything changed after the sin. Everything changed because of sin. And that's why we have some of the most incredible things that we see on the earth, the earthquakes and the storms, and because the whole system that God created is completely out of whack.
Well, he had to create that, right?
No, he didn't. He cursed it because of the sin. And Jesus came and he literally took away the sins of us if we believe in him. He forgave us. It's not necessarily for whosoever believes in the Messiah or in Christ can be saved on the earth. So.
And like, but like there's, like, now there's 8 billion people on the world, and like how would we fit in one small garden? Like,
well, the garden is not necessarily, there's some people that believe that the garden was just a more of a metaphor. It was more like the presence of God. Some people say, yeah, it was definitely, I believe it was an actual place, because we have the descriptions of where he placed the garden between the rivers that are actually in Iraq. But the other aspect of a garden is that God is there in the midst with his people. Emmanuel, God with us. Kind of reminds you of a name
like,
of...
Do you think, like two angels are still there, like, right now? Like,
well, remember, if you flip a few chapters over in Genesis, we see
the flood.
The flood. And God changed everything with the flood. He changed probably the demographics of the earth. He probably moved some stuff around. A lot of things happened because of the flood.
Yeah, so, like, what I believe happened when the flood happened, because, like, people think the world's billion years old, and they say that because of all the layers under the ground mm-hmm. of different types of soil, but that's all from the flood.
Mm-hmm.
That's all from the flood. That's how the dinosaurs died. it flooded the dinosaurs, except two. Wait, did the dinosaurs go on the ark?
I don't know. It depends your definition of what a really dinosaur looks like. I know some people have different views of what...
Some people think that it looks like a chicken. Like
a
just
chicken?
A big chicken.
It's a big chicken. I don't know. You know, there is a theory out there that the dinosaurs had feathers. They were not necessarily...
More like pterodactyls.
No, they're saying that some, like the Velociraptor, had feathers on it. There's a theory going around that. And then it didn't look like a lizard necessarily. It looked more like a, with feathers.
Like, why do people believe in evolution? And how is there proof that it's not real?
Oh, well, because when you think about evolution and you think about that there's no God, there's no creator, you remove God out of the system of thinking. You remove God out of every element there needs to be, because if God is creator, now there is a theory that they're saying, oh yeah, God created through evolution. Are you getting sleepy on me?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't yawn at the Justin James show. You're gonna make my audience yawn.
Yeah, it's really weird and why, like, they think we started off as a little lizard or something, and I remember one time we were sitting at the table and you scientifically proved evolution wasn't real or something.
Well, yeah, the way you do that is because when you look at a code, any code, all the scientists on the face of the earth, every single scientist on the face of the earth looks at, they all agree that a code was created by a creator. So, for example, the digital file that you're listening to right now, through the art of these sound waves, are transmitted through what we call binary ones and zeros. That code is also inputted into the system, into the computer, and then the computer is able to upload it into the internet. And because of that, because of these codes... And it's just, there's different types of codes. There's all of this. Because of that, we're creating these codes. And because we're creating these codes, we're creating this ultimate, this reality, or this thing we can hear and experience. Therefore, it is from us. We're creating it. So every scientist believes that every code is from a creator or a former creator. Well, the problem is when you get to DNA... Is DNA a code? And you get into a really interesting thing, because all your scientists, or some scientists, will say, absolutely, DNA is a code. But there's some scientists that says, well, no. We can't call DNA a code. We have to call it, they say it's like a code, because if they say it's a code, therefore they're submitting to a creator. And when you get into some areas of evolution, the whole point of it is that, again, they want to push God out of their own thinking. So they're being what we call bias. So they're saying, hey, I want to prove a theory, therefore there's no God exists. So I'm going to do everything I can to show that there is no God exists. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of actually looking at the actual facts. In Romans chapter 1, it says that nature points us to God. Everything you see in nature points us to the creator God. Because it actually does. Because of the aspect of he created it. So everything he did points back to him. Especially human beings. Stop that yawning. Yeah, you're ready to go to bed, I can tell. Did that answer your question?
What?
Did that answer your question? No?
Well, no, I mean like, how do you, like, okay, so, if a scientist comes up to me and they say, evolution's real, how would I prove it not to them,
I would just do exactly what you would say on that. because evolution's a theory. A theory is not necessarily been proven. They want to prove evolution so much that they put their own bias into the way of doing the theory. And again, it goes back down to, hey, what is really DNA? Is DNA a code? And a lot of people have written and try to dispute the code of DNA because, again, they have to prove that there is no God. Some people just don't want to believe in a God. They don't want to believe in a creator because they want to believe themselves are somewhat of a God part of themselves. I want to be creator. I want to be God. I want to be almighty because of my superior thinking or because of my superior looks or whatever the
case. Like scientists?
Mm-hmm. Even scientists.
Huh.
Yeah. But not all of them. But again, I think a lot of them do put their own bias into their own research. And again, that is not good. And we see that a lot. But there's some scientists that have come This is classic. All right, you got a few more minutes, Jacob. Go ahead. One more last question. What else do you want to say?
Huh.
Huh.
So how do you prove to somebody that the world's not like 1 trillion years old or something?
Well, again, you look at the different scientific stuff out there. Now, I'm a little bit different. I lean to young Earth, but I'm not necessarily going to hold on to it in a debate. I also can believe, hey, the Earth can be here for a lot longer than what we anticipated. So I lean more into some of the areas, what we call gap theory. But I lean to more to a young Earth. So there's different theories of how old your Earth is and how that works.
Wait, what's the gap theory?
The gap theory believes in Genesis 1 and 2, there's a gap between the two. So God created the heavens and the earth, verse 1, and then verse 2, he created what we see now. And between 1 and 2, people say they can call it a gap where there's all of this time within the gap between those two verses. And they call that the gap theory. And most people who hold on to that usually are, the reason why they do that is because they want to, I don't know. I mean,
don't really believe that because, like, Moses wouldn't write a book, like, because in the Bible, like, it'll say 4,000 years later, this happened, and then that happened, but, so, if the gap theory was true, then it must have all this time, like how much time, like?
We don't know, and that's what I'm saying, it's called a theory, but I lean towards young Earth, but I'm open to a gap theory. I'm not completely going to be like, I'm not going to die on that. In other words, I'm not going to die on that hill necessarily. I think there's
you're
more.
You just lean towards it and you're just like, oh, like, I don't really care if I don't know what it means. I'm not just going to.
Well,
like,
I'm not taking away from the word because I believe that God absolutely created it. I believe that he created it in 7 days, or what we call in the Hebrew word yom, which is the Hebrew word for day. And so there is that. And there's different theories on that. One, he created in 7 24-hour periods. There's also another verse that says, you know, to God there's 1,000 years. But I kind of lean towards he created it in 7 24-hour days. He is God. He can make anything happen. So, yeah, but those are things that, again, he created it all, and he absolutely was a part of it. and he spoke it, and the word is true. But again, if there's a gap between Genesis 1 and 2, okay, I'll entertain the thought of it. But the main idea for me is to help people understand, yes, there was a God creator. And if God decided to do something between that time, we don't really know about that. But we do know that he did create us. He did, sin did remove us out of the garden. And on top of that, my boy, he loves this microphone. You're like, you're going to eat this microphone? In broadcast, don't eat the microphone. Don't eat the microphone. Yeah. So, nobody can see your face.
I don't care.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So, but does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to alienate anybody. I'm not trying to put anybody down. And yeah, I hear some of the, I know some of the debates, but I also know some of the seen some of some things that the young earth creationists have done that kind of makes you want to scratch your head and go, huh? So I don't know. Maybe I'll need to do a podcast. I'll bring some friends on that are actually really the experts of that into scientific theory. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'll bring them on and we'll have the talk. But yeah. But again, if you, anytime you want to be a part of the program, you can always email me at thejustinjamesshow@gmail.com and, you know, we'll have a talk. All right, Jacob, anything else?
Bye.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week and have a blessed one.
Justin James.